Simon Shin Mem Al. Heter the door in Bishabas. Matir the door in Bishabas, im Hemel Tzarech HaShabas. We can convene a Besed on Shabbos, Timater and Heter, if it is something which will make a difference on Shabbos. But there's no need to do it on Shabbos, so we don't get involved in doing this on Shabbos. Let's say Tzarech Mitzvah. Also be mutter to do on Shabbos. For example, will be an example where it's a tzarech Shabbos. Kigun shenoder shel olecho, he made a netter not to eat, shel distress or not to drink. Now, Mishabur adds in for the today, because if a person makes a netter not to eat or drink, the whole netter becomes irrelevant, because a netter which can't be kept is bottled. A person can't make an he will not eat or drink because he has to eat or drink eventually. He means he says, I'm not going to eat or drink for the next 24 hours, next 12 hours. The more assumes that type of matter, eventually a person needs to get their nutrition. Now, Yilad Rimatrit, Alpha Pisha, Hoyla Penai, Latirim, Kadima Shabbos. Even though he could have taken care of it before Shabbos, and he didn't, so we don't say we don't give him some type of a kanas and say, well, you should have taken care of it before Shabbos. You didn't. Well, tough luck. You know, if it's a tzarech Shabbos, we're matir. Now, so that's the regards to Hatoris Nedorim. So Hatoris Nedorim is the process of going to the Bezdin, and Bezdin is Matar the Neder. However, when it comes to Haforis Nedorim, which the Torah said, the halacha that if the husband hears his wife make a Neder, he has the power to be made for it. That halacha is that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, Baal Yochol Hofer Nidra Ishtai. I feel a she'enam b'tzarech HaShabbos. Even the Dorim, which are not relevant to Shabbos, the husband is allowed to be made for them, remove the wife's Nedorim. The Torah says that HaForos Nedorim, a person has a choice, he has to be made for it on the day that he hears it. If he doesn't do that, the power of HaFora is lost, and the Neder is valid. So the Baal's power of Hafora only lasts till the end of the day that he hears it. He hears it on Shabbos, it only lasts till Shabbos, end of Shabbos. It's till Shkia, or till, you know, Tseis. With myself, we have to mark him right from Shkia. So he doesn't have the power of Hafora. So anytime, if he hears it Friday night, he has till sunset on Shabbos. If he hears it 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he has till sunset on Shabbos. So it's always, so that's it. So we merely, even though it's not a tzarech hayom, the power of a four is allowed to him for that day. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah said, cut off. In Hamlet tzarech HaShabbos. You're allowed to do them if they have a Shabbos need. There's no Shabbos need. Even though he had no time to do it beforehand, this is the first opportunity to be matir it. So in matirim, still we cannot permit it on Shabbos. Mishum, the halo yochel lahatir acher Shabbos. If it wasn't tzarech Shabbos, means it wasn't. That doesn't apply to Shabbos. So do it after Shabbos. So why should we get involved in going through the effort of being matir neder on Shabbos b'chdi, which means for nothing, for no reason? The Shartin in Sukkot and Aleph brings another reason. He brings that the Yerideus is over there, that the reason because of Mimsa Chefsecha. That the person is not supposed to spend time on Shabbos being involved in his own personal needs, you know, arranging his personal needs as opposed to a mitzvah need or a Shabbos need. Now, Mishabura says further, if this netter applied to a mitzvah, we're going to permit it also. Even though it's not Tzarech Shabbos, Chazal were matter the tircha involved for the mitzvah, and in regards to this, or mitzvah hefsicha, so that's a parish halacha that this is being involved in your personal, arranging your personal needs as opposed to hefsei shemayim, someone which applied to the mitzvah. There's a third argument why this is problematic, because it looks like a bezdin. We know we don't sit in judgment on Shabbos. So we're not going to convene a bezdin for the purpose of a Torah Sedarim unless there's a real reason why we have to do that. So he makes an edush of his apple shalom lechol, not to eat. Perish, hayyad, not to eat this day. Not only, let's say he said, I'm not eating it at all. So he said, oh, that's this real Torah Shabbos, he needs something. But let's say he didn't do a full prohibition. He said, I'll eat, but I just want to eat meat and I won't eat drink wine. It's a mitzvah on Shabbos to have these items, even though they're not a chiyuv gomer, that it's considered a mitzvah it's a gemara in Erevin. The gemara in Erevin says that there's a mitzvah to have wine, and there's a tosis in Erevin based on a gemara that there's a mitzvah to have wine and have meat on Shabbos if possible. Okay. Now, a person says he's not going to wear a certain garment, and now he needs to wear that garment on Shabbos. Gam ken shori. Bayim yerdei the mashal dehu adinim nodar shalol lishrad b'Shabbos. He made a netter. He's not going to sleep. Gam ken hochi the material noy. Zel gam ken mitanugi Shabbos who. A person is used to sleeping on Shabbos. That's considered part of earning Shabbos. So it's a mitzvah. Okay. So anything which a person normally would be doing, so a person says, I'm not going to take my Shabbos shlof. Now it's Shabbos afternoon. He's used to doing that. So we could be matter netter if he wants to change it. Take that away.
So how much of these things are considered necessary that it's worth convening a bastion for a netter, where if the guy would just, you know, not take a nap, then okay, so he didn't take a nap. Is there a problem with him maintaining his netter and not doing it on Shabbos? If
that's an interesting question. In other words, over here, is this giving us a permission or giving us a responsibility? I think that's your question. I see in the Jewish Mishnah over here, they quote over here from a Melech Shlomo, which is a Pirush on the Mishnayos. Once it's mutter, it's better. It's the halacha is there's a mitzvah that you're supposed to do it because of Kavod Shabbos, and the neder shouldn't say, you know what, I'd rather be macher or not to be matter neder on Shabbos. So it's better that a person should be matir as opposed to being like machmer.
Just to allow him the possibility of doing it, even if he doesn't follow through.
No, pash doesn't mean to be basically planning he's going to follow through.
Oh, okay.
Right. But there's no reason to. There's no reason for him to be machmer, just be matter the netter, and that's it.
Okay,
you can be made for an idri yishtar. Now, who then av lebita benara? The loch is that a girl from the age of 12 to 12 and a half. So she's a gedola, and her nedarim are effective. And for the next 6 months, the law is, she's under the father's rishus, that if she makes a neder, the father has the power to be made for it. Just like a husband has the power to be made for his wife's nedarim. Now the truth is that a girl's nedarim actually start potentially earlier than that. And where it says that when it comes to nedarim, from the age of 11, by a girl from the age of 11 in one day, or for a boy the age of 12 in one day, i.e. 1 year before their b'nei mitzvah, if they make a neder, and the bezdin checks and they see that they realize that they know what they've done, the neder is valid, and it only can be removed through hafara or hatara. Okay, so the husband, so the father has that power starting already from his girl. When she's 9 years old, neder's not neder. She's 13 years old, she's not in his rishus anymore, to be matir. From the age of 12 to 12 and a half, and possibly maybe from 11 to 12 and a half, he can be made for her neder. Yisir day asimun resh lamadal tzif chotel. Dechishem mefer b'shabbos lo yom lo mufer lichi. Don't do it the same way you do it in the weekdays. So you, in your mind, you say, "I want this to be a non-neder," and then what you do is, then he gives her the item which she had prohibited upon herself, or the action which she had prohibited upon herself, and he now encourages her to do that. He says, "Here, go. She made it. You're not going to eat this. Here." Take this to eat. That's the verbal expression of the thought that he had in his mind. Normally, you express it by saying mufer lechi. Over here, you don't say mufer lechi. That's the way you do it on the weekdays. But you need to, you should. Now, it's not enough just to think it. You need to express it. Well, you are expressing it. I'm saying, here, you're allowed to take this from me. I'm giving it to her. So that indicates that she is now permitted to eat it. Or it's here, take it and drink.
Is that in the era of doing it in like a shinoi, or is there more to it?
I think it's along the lines of a shinoi.
Okay.
Or it's really uvda l'chol, I think, is the issue. You don't want to do it in a very weekday fashion. Now, upashet, this is obvious. Nim habal eni yodeya adayim minidri ishtar, v'hu shlod tzarech Shabbos. A woman made a neder which does not impact Shabbos. The husband does not know about it. So the best thing to do is that you don't tell him on Shabbos. This way he'll deal with it after Shabbos. Because the loch is, he gets to the end of the day that he hears it. So if he hears it, Motzi Shabbos, he has all the way till the sun sets Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. So wait till after Shabbos, and then tell him about it. If it's tosh lo lehudia loy b'Shabbos, ad achar Shabbos, don't tell him on Shabbos. Wait till after Shabbos. Kishle yistarach lahofer b'Shabbos b'yam hashmiyah, because if you tell him on Shabbos, he has to be mefer. If he wants to be mefer, has to be done on Shabbos because you only get that day. So why don't you wait till after Shabbos? If it's not the tzarach Shabbos. Now, who then imenodra this man, as man called the b'Shabbos? The woman made a neder; she's not going to do something for the next 15 days. So the law is the day that the Baal's here is about it. He's going to be made for it's day 12. Be made for. But let's say the issue, which is not a tzarach Shabbos issue, and the last day came out to be on Shabbos. So say imenodra. What are you being made for? The tzarech of it is not relevant to Shabbos. And after Shabbos, the time's up anyway. It's going to be mutter. So why should you be made for? Bezman kol b'Shabbos, the last day of the time is on Shabbos. Ein reshal l'hofer hechash adover ein l'tzarech Shabbos. You have no right to be made for in a case where there's no Shabbos need. Why? Kim Shalom Bokhar Sharya, because tomorrow, today's the last day, so after tomorrow will be Mutter anyway. Kim and Dilam Bokhar Sharya. Loma Yasa Dobra Shalom Tzarchaya. Why should you do something today to be made for when it's not relevant? It wasn't Tzarchaya. The whole had to be made for, because if you don't, you wait up the Shabbos, it's too, you'll be stuck with this netter. No, you won't. It's going to end by then. So now, this case of Haforah will function like a case of HaTorah. Torah has no time limit when to do it. But if you wait after Shabbos, wait after Shabbos. So we're also like, wait after Shabbos, and it's gone. So like, well, why are we doing this? If he doesn't do it now, he won't have another opportunity to be oid love here any time in the future to be made for. The Torah only gave him a right to be made for the day that he hears. He hears about it right before the end of Shabbos. But to the Hafras, it'd be Mefer. This man Hafaros, Eloi Havi Me'ez Le'ez, it's not 24 hours. Eloi Zayim Bovad, that day, halachic day. And therefore, if he hears about it at 5:15, Shabbos afternoon, and Shkia is at 5:20, he's got 5 minutes to make a decision whether he wants to be Mefer or not.
Mm. And after that time, it would have to be Hatara?
Yeah, they'll go through Hatara. If he hears about it first thing Friday night, when the guest says, "Oh, I heard your wife made it," he says, "Really?" So he has all the way till Shkia, the end of Shabbos. So he has all the Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos till sunset. That's what he hears about at night time. Even though they heard late in the afternoon, the hafora has to be done before Shkia. Elokodim halayim. It has to be done before nighttime.
So I have two questions. So how do we handle Benish Moshos?
Benish Moshos is problematic. So there are some which say that this man is only till actual Shkia, because afterwards, either because the Pasuk says specifically Yom, means day, and that some are Benish Moshos. Difficult. Or we say that since you have a vada netter and you have a suffix whether there was a valid hafora, so that it wouldn't be effective against the netter.
Okay, and I have a third question. So the second follow up question then is, if Shabbos can be extended for a person to maintain his own keeping of Shabbos for a long time, why does the day not extend along with him for doing the farah?
Okay, so that's a fair question. A person with Mekabel Shabbos, I mean, the scenarios could work in different ways. A person hears the netter Erev Shabbos, and then goes and davens early Shabbos. He says, "Oh, I wasn't made for the netter yet. Sun didn't set yet." Yeah, but you're Mekabel Shabbos already. Or the person extends Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos. And so, but both scenarios you would have, you know, what's the halacha? So there is a gra in Yeridaya, so in Kupsad Yevov. He's not the only one who says it, but I think he's pretty explicit over there. That the question over there was a case where a woman was Mekabel Shabbos, or the community was Mekabel Shabbos, in a way that everybody in the community is forced to be Mekabel Shabbos also, and the woman had not done her bedika that she's supposed to do yet for her hefsek tara or something of that sort. Could she do it? But it's still daytime, but she didn't accomplish Shabbos already. So there's a question over there in the Ramah. The Vilna Gaon says, shot in that opinion of the Ramah that you could, which is how we pass can make it within, there's been nothing to do with it, but the pass can be done, is because the concept of extending this man of Shabbos isn't regards to every single din. It's in regards to din which are applicable specifically to elements of Kedusha Shabbos. So it's not considered Lila, it's considered an extension. It's only considered, well, it's always one of it's not Lila, it's just an extended Shabbos, that's why I'm saying it. So it's not Lila yet. Or alternatively, it is Lila. Gavilla Goyen's Lashon is, it's Lila L'Oysu Chadurah. In regards to those things, it's nighttime. In regards to these things, it's still daytime. So there's, you know, you can draw a fine line over there.
Sure. And then in Simon Shin Lama Tess on Dalet, we discussed Beis Din does not convene on Shabbos, thus they write down the decision.
Right, so that doesn't apply to the first term because it doesn't have the full weight of a regular Beis Din. It's not educating between. It's not discussing punishment or education between parties.
Adjudication.
Thank you.
So basically, they're just two different ways that Beis Din would function there. So it doesn't apply. Okay.
Right. I mean, we follow anyway. Just an aside, with the Beis Din of HaTorah Nedarim is different than your regular Beis Din. A relative is kosher. We can do even do HaTorah Nedarim Belaila. You know, there are elements where when a regular Beis Din, those things would not be correct.
Okay.
In the case where the husband waited until after Shkia to try to be Mayfair.
Yeah.
So when we say it's a suffix, whether that fire worked, then practically would they just do a Tara after?
That's the only thing to do is a Tara, but the Tara is not something... A Torah is really a Torah is in the woman's ball game. For a Torah to work, she has to have charata, or there has to be some type of Pesach. But you know, she says, "I'm happy with the netter." Well, but I also, I want you to mount there. This is a tough luck. I have to be honest. If I'm not mischarit, I'm not mischarit. Right? So you can't be mount there. The power the husband has is even though the woman says, "I want it," the husband says, "Well, can't have it." Beis. Mi shenish belasis malacha ploinis adzman ploini. Okay, a person committed with a shua, he'll do something before such and such a time. Well, is that malalasis adyamu achron shalos adzman? He did not have an opportunity for him to do it till the last day of that, the set appointed time. A lot of time. Well, here's the Yom Barber Shabbos. And that day ended up being on Shabbos. And it's something you can't do on Shabbos. V'yesh le psochim lahatra nidroi. So nishalana filo b'Shabbos. So, and he has some type of a Pesach, and some type of a way to be matar his neder. So we're going to matter it. Why are we going to matter it? The chara, it's not Sharach Shabbos. The answer is because if he doesn't, he didn't do what he committed to. So he's serving a veir. So the tzarech over here is he matter it, retroactively removes the whole commitment. So there's no veir. Once the loch is, you can only matter it as long as it's applicable. So if they made a commitment for 27 days. But the next thing he has to do X, didn't do it yet. Come Shabbos, can't do it. And the Shabbos, he was over his the veiro of not committed, keeping his commitment. So be matter neder, can't be matter neder anymore. There's nothing. There's no neder. The neder is done with it. The shua is done with it. You know the time of the shua is done with it. You blew it. So what do you be matter for? Now b'zman chazal the more is mashi you can be matter to take away the malchus. Because there is an implication in the HaTorah. But nowadays, what's the implication of the HaTorah? There's no implication. Therefore, we're matzah to be matzah. We permit to be matzah on Shabbos, because if we don't do it now, we'll be stuck with the Neveir. We can't be matzah then. So that's matzah. Okay, Mishnah Berurah says, "Cotton hay, bar b'Shabbos." So he says, "Halacha hu, darbar shalos lalos, so it's b'yom haShabbos." So he cannot do the thing he committed to. Today's the last Shabbos is the last day, and he can't do it on Shabbos. So the halacha is, you can be matur neder if he has some way to be matur. I mean, obviously, we can't be matur. The person doesn't have a way to be matur. So he has a what's known as a Pesach. He doesn't have a valid Pesach, but he has charota meikara, so that's also sufficient to be matter the netter. They shouldn't be arbiters of him. Over here's the case of a shul. So what's this Pesach thing? What's this charota thing? So, the foundation behind the concept of Torah Sedorim is it's pasuk, but the concept, the way it's understood from Chazal, is that we know there's something called the Nidri Tos. The Nidri Tos is that there is mistake in the netter. So, one of the Nidri Tos is when he made the netter, there was information already there. And the person knew the information, didn't really think about the information, and makes an edit and says, "Oh, 1 second, that's ridiculous. What about this and this and this and this? Oh, I don't want this. This is a mistake." Right? So there, the mistake is there already at the time of the net. What about a information which indicates that it was a mistake, only surfaces later on? Person makes an edit that they're not going to go to this and this place, and they realize that one of their best friends who haven't seen in years is in that city, or is coming to that city in the next 2 weeks from now. So the information wasn't there at the time of the netter. It wasn't like, you know, it only generated later on. But we say to the person, "Had you been aware that your friend would be coming, would you have made the netter?" He says, "No way." It's called a Pesach. I mean, there's a way out to say that had you had this information at the time of the netter, you wouldn't have made the netter. That's called, so it means there's something wrong with the netter. The netter wasn't meant to be in this scenario. That's called a Pesach. Charata is the person doesn't have any specific reason why they would not have made the netter. But now they look back and say, "You know what, I really regret the fact that I made the netter." That's called a Charata. So the person has total regret. I wish I hadn't done this. So Chazal said the charata, the more as machloek is whether you can be matter, but charata is enough to be matter. The more says yes, charata is also enough. So Pesach clearly works for Hatar, because Pesach is there was something deficient in the netter. Had the person thought out the possible scenarios which might occur, he would have thought of this. Had he thought of this, he wouldn't have made it. So it means it wasn't a netter which is made with the full understanding of the implications. That's not a valid netter. That's the concept of Pesach. So Pesach is not so difficult to understand how it works.
There's sometimes not a Pesach.
What?
Sometimes there's not a Pesach.
Sometimes there's no Pesach. But if there's a Pesach, I'm saying that, you know. Now, the Gemara does say that you can't use what's known as a Nailad. Nailad is that the Pesach that you're trying to use is something which there's no reason to believe that ever would have happened. So it's extraordinary. So you can't say, "Well, had I thought about this, I wouldn't." Because, you know, I mean, you wouldn't think about that. That's not normal to think about. It has to be something which, you know, it's normal that it could happen. So a person, had he been stopped and thought, he might have thought about this possibility and not made an error. So we say, "Oh, well, you know," now he realizes that's what happened. So that's a valid Pesach. Charata is a bigger Kiddush, that I have no reason why I say, "Had I known that, I would not have made an error." Just, and now I think back, because I really wish I hadn't made the netter. So that's also valid. So now, so it says over here that you can be matter based on a Pesach, and we pass a mikra, then if you don't have a Pesach, you can use a charot also. But the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, ah, be'emes, lo yochel la'asus mechirata gufa ha'asav. The Shulchan Aruch over there says that since it's better to be matur based on a Pesach, why don't you make the charata into a Pesach? Right? Information, we said, listen, I want to give you right now this information. Had you been aware of the fact, when you made the Neder, that you might change your mind, but you made the Neder? No. That's a Pesach now. I mean, had you been aware at the time of point X, you wouldn't have made it. So the charata generates a Pesach. So that's how Bezen should present it to him. As opposed to just saying, well, I regret the fact that I did it. Say, we hit him, and had you been aware that you would might regret it in the future, would you have made the net of the chatkilu? If the honest answer is no, so you have a good Pesach. Right?
So wasn't there the difference between the guy saying, I'm not drinking wine, and then later on I'd love to have a glass of wine right now, versus I regret...
regret has to be meikara.
From the get-go.
I mean, you know, the person says, you know what, I've had a problem with drinking, and this net has made a tremendous difference in my life. But now I would like it to stop. So I don't regret the fact that I made the netter. I'm very happy I made the netter. So there's no charata meikara in that situation.
Well, Paul, if I would have known, it's been very good, but if I would have known how much I would like to have wine right now, I would have never...
That's a Pesach.
Okay, that's not, so that's how you turn it into one, through
right.
that. Okay.
Right. So, but, you know... But again, it has to be honest. It has to be, you know, you say to the guy, listen, had you realized that 3 months down the road you really would have wanted that wine, would you have made the netter at the beginning? The answer might be, yeah. Well, then that's not a good Pesach either. Yeah. You know, you have to be honest.
Okay.
You know. We say, the Shalom, we ask him, Iloha Yadei, she's charit, lebesayv al nidroi, ashuwaso, had you known that eventually you're going to regret this whole thing, imayim mekabal atzim lechatchila darbezeh, benetter b'shuwa, would you have started with this thing? Because Shemeshiv Lab, if he answers no, but Tiran Lo. Timavor Biyardeh, Simon Rishal Fuches, Sib Zayin Bago. Now, by the way, this what I just told you is important, because Poskim say, Pasan Yardeh over there, that a people sitting on the Bezin, to Matur Neder, should understand the difference between a Pesach and a Harat, otherwise they shouldn't sit on a Bezin of Hatoras Nador. Now, some say maybe then what we do every Rosh Hashanah is not really like a full bona fide Torah Sedarim, so that's okay. But a case where someone gathers three people together and says, I want to be out there in Eder, you know, the people there should understand this in a Pesach and a Charot. Most people don't. Hilav Shabbos, Shim lo yatir lo hayoim, eshuwaso yabra lo yachol tomorrow. If you don't do it now, you can be over in a veir. Gimel. Nogu lahatar chermei hakohol b'shabbos. I'll be saying the mitzvah b'shabbos. Avayin le'el v'soiv simin shinvo. So the kohol made a commitment that people have to do X, or people shouldn't do X, or a certain individual, whatever it is, that he has to commit to X or not X. So you're matar on Shabbos. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah has. The fish ain't derech lios kinufya ela b'Shabbos. People only gather really on Shabbos. People only atihu ruhu loy lo yisatsu b'yamacher. Minimse shlo yiyah loy hetzer loylam. Havi kinitra ishtar d'shari. So, to be matter, we need basically the people who created it have to agree to remove it. Well, you got to get the whole crowd there. Shabbos is the best time to get everybody there because everybody's there on Shabbos. If you want to try and get everybody else together on a different day, chances are it won't happen. So therefore, it's a valid need to do it on Shabbos. Otherwise, we won't be able to get a heter. He sends you back that the Rambam over there says that only Chermit Tzibur you're allowed to be matter. Which means they made a certain commitment for everybody in the Tzibur one way or the other, positive or negative. What about the case where they put a certain responsibility, an Isser, on a certain individual? It's called Chermei Tzibur Li Yochid. They were Machrim, on a Yochid. Um, that the Mishabura, so the Ramah said you need only Chermi Tzibur Mutter. The Mishabura pointed out that there was so many who said that even the Chermi Yochid are also permitted to be. And that's the opinion of Alach Lamai, so that even Chermi Tzibur about a Yochid could become Nitra on Shabbos. Okay, let's hold it here.